From Arthur's perspective, the President's State of the Nation address was really disappointing. It is filled with empty promises and desperation. It lacked to inspire confidence, even though the President set out to try and do so. And what it really highlighted was how desperate things are, how bad things have become, and how badly managed this country has been for a number of years now. We certainly don't believe that the state of disaster is the right mechanism for this country right now. We believe that it's something that we have to study. We will be looking at the Gazette and just trying to understand and unpack what is the rationality and has the law been followed and is this the right thing for this country? And if need be, we will contemplate action in that regard. Additionally, we just don't believe that another ministry is required. We've got two ministries that are involved in energy and electricity. That's the DMRE and the DPE. And now we're getting a third one that reports directly into the presidency. Well, all cabinet members report into the president. A third ministry in the space of the energy landscape is just throwing people and departments at the problem, and it creates more confusion and accountability just goes out the window. So we're intrigued by this and just cannot see how it resolves the issue. What you've got to do is fix the departments that are creating the mess in the first place. It is, again, this was a speech that was filled with empty promises. We've heard so many of these before: title deeds for subsidized housing, better protection for whistleblowers, strengthening of the criminal justice system and security and safety of our people, third-party use of the rail infrastructure, the electricity amendment regulation amendment bill has been spoken about for years. So many of these promises have been made, and yet nothing happens. So again, this belief in our government's ability to attend to all these crises, not just the energy crisis, the local government crisis, the crisis of polluted waterways from broken wastewater treatment plants in virtually every city and town in this country. That hasn't been spoken about. The ability to fix local government through training and qualifications and tests of people that are applying for positions in the future. Well, what about the existing people that sit in these positions? We were not inspired by the president's dealing or potential dealing with local government's failure. We do not see how they've been able to address this in the past and how what he said in the speech is going to deal with in the future. So the long and short of this is very disappointing, not believable at all, and a desperate speech which we're not sold on.